At the end of the day yesterday, we were talking about a Nachman of Yaisi, who holds Teitzei, except by Lucy de Bedina, he says, Loi Teitzei. He says, Mikra Adin, she's Neshisi, she can't be married, and to Lucy de Bedina, we say, stay married. So Yeshua said, what's Pshat? How could it be that she's an Eishes Ish and we let her stay married? So Yeshua said, a Pshat, that normally betray, you put her on a Chazaka, which is a Cheskes Eishes Ish, that she's Eishes Ish to the original husband. And the Chiddush of Nachman of Yaisi is that when she got married, the Heter, if she got married and she got married the Heter, so now she's the Cheskes married to the new husband, and he's a Trey Betray. Let's say we let her stay married to the new husband. That's what we said yesterday. Pshat or Nachman Reb Yaisi, why Let's say. So we ended up with a problem. Someone asked yesterday that what do you mean? The Gemara says Lo Seitzei because of the divorce of the Beit Dina. And Yeshua was saying Lo Seitzei because of his cheshbon, because he has a cheshbon that she has a cheskes heter. That's why Lo Seitzei. So I looked back in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua only says, and it's talking not as geshmak as it was yesterday when the Yeshua is only saying, again, what are we talking about? We're talking about a woman who is Cheskes Eishes Ish. Adam said her husband gave her a get or died. So she went and she got married. Now Adam come and they say she didn't have a get. So what's a din now? So Yeshua said that since she got married to Heter, she's the Cheskes married to the second husband. In the Yeshua he only says that chazaka of being married to his second husband is good min ha-tayra. In Rabbanan, he says, it's like trey v'trey. Even with the chazaka that she's married to the second husband, l'maisa, by trey v'trey, sveka d'Rabbanan, who the Rabbanan said that even when you have trey v'trey, and a cheskes heter, the Rabbanan will machmir. So Pnei Yeshua says that still, mid Rabbanan will machmir, even though she has a cheskes heter. And for that, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yaisi says that when there's Yilusa de Beit Dina, we ignore this with Rabbanan and we let her stay married. So Yeshua is only one step to take off the deraisa. What we said yesterday, it's Cheskes Heter, that's accurate. That takes off the deraisa. Still mid Rabbanan, even if you have a Cheskes Heter, Trey v'Trey, Sveka de Rabbanan, Rabbanan or Machmir. On that, we have the being a Sveka Rabbanan, so now we have the Zivus de Beit Dina to take off that Rabbanan. That's how Pnei Yeshua spells it out. Okay, we move on to the third Trey V'Trey. We have here in the Gemara three cases of potential Zivus de Beit Dina. We have Rav Nachman's case, the original case of the Chazalka of Sholei Shanin. We had Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi's case, the case of Trey V'Trey by Gerishin, and now we have the third case, the Ashli Rav Ravi. The case here, this machleik, is the Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Eim Eilen LeKuhuna Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda said a klal that an Eid Echad is not enough to be Eilen LeKuhuna. This haste that if a person just walks into a shul and says, "I'm a Kayin," the din really is that he's not believed. A person can't just walk in and say that he's a kayin. It's interesting, we look through Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that even Bizman Azeh, if a person walks into shul and says he's a kayin, he doesn't become a kayin. A person can't just walk in and say, "I'm a kayin," and you make him a kayin. The Ramah says that we are noyig Bizman Azeh. Since Bizman Hazeh is no deraisa de kenafka minas, because truma, we don't, kainim don't eat truma anyway today. So today, what's enough kamina? To get an aliyah? Or to duchin? One second. So he says that that since there's no deraisa de kenafkamina, if a person walks in, we give him an aliyah. He says he's a kain. Sure, you say, is there a kain in the house? If somebody says he's a kain, we give him an aliyah. Now, does taka bother me? What about pidyon aden? Chayitza deraisa. If the real halacha is that a person's not believed, say he's a kain, he has to have at least an eid echad. So, what about pidyon aden? So, it could be. Pidyon HaBen, also, it's not an Issa Daraisa. Truma, if you eat Truma, you have an Issa Daraisa. Someone's not a Kayan, he takes money for Pidyon HaBen, it's Taka Bittel of an Asay. It's not over on an Issa Daraisa. Maybe that's why. Geneva, okay, so Geneva sets his problem. He's over on what's the list of Yiver? Brach of Atova?
No, it's a Brach. He's saying his name is the way I think they did.
A bit less said. Well, he's not over list of Yiver, he really believes he's a Kai. The question is, how we could be Mazik him as a Kai?
Isn't it if every day a person does things that normal,
if someone's living in a city, Becheskas Kai, for more than 30 days, then he has a din of a Kai. So for Pidyon HaBen, we'll only take someone who's Becheskas Kayin. But it's funny, how does he get his Becheskas Kayin? He walks into Shul, and they say, is there a Kayin? He says yes, and he gets an Aliyah, and that's how he gets a Becheskas Kayin. It's not because Muzik Lon Da Avasa, that we know his father was a Kayin. So, it's a little strange. So the Kiddashta, it's a mitzvah say to go let him off first. If you're going to call up the wrong person, then
they
it's...
They have a Kayin, and he says he's a Kayin. So the Bible is a Kiddashta.
Alright, Maramakim Anilach in Shulchan Aruch it says, if we looked it up in Simin Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Simin starts, that the Mechabah says that a person's not believed, say, is a Kayim. I don't know what they do today, but it's Sardim. What?
The
Gra was played himself many times, because he was always Chayshish, maybe the person's not a Kayim. And he stopped by a Rappaport. He's played himself by a Rappaport, so the Rappaport told that that's a Raya, that they're real Kayanim. Maybe. What? Warrant, okay. So like Balkashas to have a name Rappaport and not be a Kayanim. But it could be the Gra didn't do it because of Rappaport. It could be he had a Tamach Shabbat to do it, let's say, to 10 Kayanim, and poof, they happened to be the 10th one. So I don't know. I know when the Sefer Rebbe had his Bukhar, he invited 3 Kayanim to the Pidyon HaBen. He wanted to play with 3 Kayanim. So he invited, there was an Elta Yid here in Flatbush, Chassidish Yid, and I think he's related to Reb Leibel Williger, one of his uncles. So he invited him to be one of the 3 Kayanim at the Pidyon HaBen. So he told him, I lived my whole life as a Vadei Kayin. I'm not coming somewhere to be a Suffolk Kayin. He declined, he didn't come. But, the Shulchan Aruch says that I don't know what the Sfaradim do. Kayin, they have to have a. They go to, but they always go to Mechaber. Maybe by Sfaradim they go by Sarai, Roiv Sfaradim and Kayin, I think. Seems to me all the time. But anyway, the Gemara starts with the assumption that you can't just walk in and say you're a Kayin. That doesn't make a person a Kayin. Lemaisa. We are ma'ilu l'kuvun al piyei echad. So let's see. The Mishnah says, the Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein ma'ilu l'kuvun al piyei echad. Eid echad is not good. Omer Rabbi Elazar, no. Ein esai b'mokam sheyesh ha'orin. Avada, eid echad is good. Stam azai, a person, and eid echad says he's a kayin, it's good. Ein esai, when do I say it's no good b'mokam sheyesh ha'orin? If somebody comes and he says, fakeret, he's ma'orin, he says, that's not true, he's a kayin. Aval b'mokim she'ein ayirin ma'ilun l'kuvun al pi eidachad. But if there are no ayirin, then ma'ilun l'kuvun al pi eidachad. A pashtus, it should mean stam azay. A person walks in, ma'ilun him al pi eidachad. The Rashbam says it means that there's ein olav ayirin ela koil psul ba'alma. It's a koil, so the Rashbam says that the eidachad knocks off the koil. which is mukhach from the next Gemara, that an Erecha cannot go for Kael. I don't know why the Rashbam says that there was a Kael Psal Ba'alma, even without it. You need an Erecha to make him a Kael. So unless the Rashbam is talking that he was Becheskis Kayin, and then there was a Kael Psal Ba'alma, and now he's coming back to make himself a Kayin. Now, why? I mean, just for practical reasons, like it says later, the Rashbam says later, that there had to be some shakavatari in order to do it. It can't be that Stamazai, he was a new person in town, and we want to be Mailahim, so we need an Eid Echad. I mean, why would the Eir say he's not a Kayin if we assume he's not a Kayin? Okay. Could be. The Shev Shmaitzah, in Shmaitzah Vav, Perek Tes Vav, says that Yuchsin need two Eidim. Chazaka or two Eidim. That you can't start make someone, he's going to be talking about being a Ben Gerusha. You can't make someone a Ben Gerusha or a Psulei Kuhuna a Piyed Echad. It's a din of Ein Dovah Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim. And he says it's a Beferisha Taisis. He brings a Rambam, seems to say Fakaret, and he's Metaritz the Rambam. So the Shmaitzah says that everyone holds that Yuchsin, Psula Yuchsin, is a din of Dovah Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim, and Ein Dovah Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim. If that's so, so then it's very good that the Rashbam is explaining our Gemara where we're being Ma'ilahim with an Eid Echad. How are you Ma'ilahim with an Eid Echad? So Rashbam says, no, it's talking that he was Becheskes Kayin. And there was a Kayil that passed. And the Eid Echad is canceling out the Kayil, and the man, you go bust the Chazak. But not that Stam and Eid Echad could turn someone into a Kayin. But then the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara has to be this way. If we accept that idea, that Yuchsin always needs to aid. Akopanim, Rabbi Loza says, Emesai Bakhut Shesh Ayrim, Av Mokh Shein Ayrim, Mayin Lakun Al Piyed Echad, Shem Gam Li Alay Mer, Shem Rav Shem Ben Askan, Mayin Lakun Al Piyed Echad. Chayr is repeating, Shem Gam Li Alhayna Rabbi Loza, Chitei Ve'ir Echadi Kibinayu, maybe they're arguing if chad is enough to passel. That Rabbi Loza saw the ir chad. Rabbi Loza holds that one is enough to make an ir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw the ir tray. And Shimon holds no, that if it's an ir of one, then eid echad is nemun. And dafka by an ir of tray, eid echad is not nemun. But that can't be. Amar Rav Yechon, Devei Akol, in Ir Pachs Mishnayim. Mais is not that way. You can't have an Ir against a Kayim unless you have two Eidim that are saying against him. So what's the case of over here? Ella Ir Trey. It has to be a case of Ir Trey. Bacha B'mai Eskina. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah is talking in the following case, which now plugs into Trey V'Trey. Bacha B'mai Eskina. To guide the mechzakinon lei bavua dehay the kayin who, we have a chazaka that his father is a kayin. V'nafak olei kala the ben grusha bechalutzahu, and then there was a kail that said he's a ben grusha a ben chalutza. V'achsinei, and we listened to the kail and we knocked him down. Now stop here for a second. Because of a koil, you make someone ois ben grusha ben chalutza. It's a chiddush now. Koil overrides a chazaka. Koil knocks off a chazaka. So I think we have here machlekes the Rashbam and Taisvis. The Rashbam's loshin v'achsine. Rashbam said achsine min hakohuna ad sheyivdeku es hadavar shemai lehi v'kuna. Rashbam is bothered. From a koil, you knock someone down when he has a chazaka. So Rashbam says, no, it's not pshat that koil is strong enough to knock off a chazaka. No. A koil is enough, mailahu bekuna, that we make him a suffik until lebaidik. That's what the Rishbam is saying. Tosfos though says that a koil passels. Tosfos uses a lashon to koil passel at the end of the first Tosfos. Tosfos says, Eid garua min ha-koil, and lai ha-chazaka, sharei koil paisel, eid eine paisel. Tosfos' lashon is that a koil passels, or the next Tosfos, of a koil paisel, k'dimaskinan. So I'm not sure if Tosfos also means like the Rishbam, al-tzmaili b'yuchsin, that a maili b'kuna, or not, but the words sound like Tosfos says the koil passels, and the Rashbam is bothered by that, so the Rashbam says the koil is only maili b'truma, temporarily passes. So I'll go upon him, get back to the story. Nafakaleh koil the ben grusha bechalutzahu. Vachsine. And we knocked him down. Osei rechad v'amer de koyin hu vaskine. Now he's going back and forth. And Erechad said he's a koyin. Erechad could knock off a koil. So askine. We made him back. Now, even though really an Eid Echad is not as strong as a Kael, Taisa says, how could the Eid Echad knock off the Kael? So Taisa says, since there was a Chazak in the first place, so the Eid Echad with the Chazak is stronger than the Kael. Va'osu beitrei, va'omu de begrusha bechalutzu vachsine. Now we knock him down again. Va'osu Eid Echad va'omu de kayinu. And then a Kayin now, the Eid Echad comes, now you have two Eidim, he's a Kayin. Two Eidim, he's not a Kayin. The Kuliyam is starfin Eidus. Now it's considered two Eidim, one first and one last, is in Starfim Eidus. Vacha b'mechshus l'beidino k'miflugi. Loza sova kim d'achsine lai maskin alai. Chashim loz b'usa d'beidino. Shul b'lo sova anachsine lai nea maskin alai. So what is Rabbi Loza hold? That once we knocked him down, no, once two Eidim came and said he's a Kayin, and we brought him up, start again. What was the Seita Advarim? This person went back and forth according to the Gemara three times. The Koel knocked him down. Eid Echad picked him up. Two Eidim knocked him down. And now the Eid Echad is going to put him back up again. Right? That's the Seita. Okay, he got knocked back and forth. The Koel knocked him down. He's Kayin, Ois Kayin. Eid Echad brought him up again. Two Eidim knocked him down again. And now the shayla is, should the Eid Echad bring him back up again? Right? That's like five trips up and down. Right? The Chazaka made him Kayin, Kayal Ice, Eid Echad back, two Eidim Ice, Eid Echad, now the Shmachlaikis is, he loses the Beidina. If Uchayshish was, he loses the Beidina. So. Yes, isn't that strange? We're worried only about the fifth time about Zilus of the Beidina. We already changed him. He went already four times, and it says three changes. He started for Kayin. So the Kayin, we knocked him down. In Echo, we knocked him up. Two Eidim, we knocked him down. And now, we're going to the fifth round, and we're saying, oh, as you listen to Beidina, we can't bounce back and forth. Isn't that strange? Isn't it strange? The whole Gemara. Now we're worried about listening to Beidina. I mean, this is a Beidina, the whole town is talking about him already. They change him back and forth constantly. So I would understand. This is a raya to what Rav Moshe said that I mentioned yesterday. It's Ha'arach Chof in the Dibros Moshe. Rav Moshe says that Avada, it's a Dover Pashut, Bezdin changes Psaki. There's no question. If you have it in Torah, Bezdin Paskins, and someone comes with more rayas, Avada Bezdin changes. And all of Shas, we have cases with Bezdin changes. I told you the typical case of Migu is Perua Miga de Mizuyif, where a person says, you owe me money with a shtar. He says, Perua, and they have a Migu, I could say the shtar is Mizuyif. And Bezdin passes, he's parted. And yet, if the person comes and brings two more Eidim later, that the two Eidim, Amakayim de shtar, they take away his Migu, then Bezdin says, now you're not believed, now you have to pay. It's nice in B'chol Yoyim that Bezdin says this is the halacha, and if you bring Eidim, it'll change. So Rav Moshe says that we're not worried about losing the Beidina in a place of a psak halacha. Avadu, we passed it. Our Gemara is talking, Zivus HaBeidina is dafka by trey v'trey. Where anyhow, Bezdin doesn't have a clear psak. With Saivi, Bezdin is just saying, let's leave it the way it is. Because Bezdin doesn't have a clear psak, trey v'trey, uzikech es kasei. So Bezdin anyhow by trey v'trey has the din of going on chazal. By trey v'trey, Zivus HaBeidina is a factor. If al Zivus HaBeidina we would say differently, so then tackle, you say differently al Zivus HaBeidina. But not, Chalila, that every single Psak Halacha we're worried about is the covenant of the Bezdin to do Shalai Kedin. No such thing. It's Dafka over here, and that's why over here we're going to leave him al Tegrusha Bechalutza, and Rabbi Lazar says, Zivus HaBeidina Chashina, we're not going to bounce him back. We're not going to bounce him back. It's only this time we're worried about bouncing him back. Now that is the way I would learn the Gemara. And I think all of you would agree that it's mukhruch from the Gemara. It goes back and forth so many times, it's mukhruch. The only problem is, of Rav Maisha, is Taisus. Taisus, Dibra Masl, Nafik Alea Koil. Taisus asks the Kasha. That if Nafak Alea Kovach Sine, if by a call we knocked him down, so Taisus Taka asks, how do we bounce him back up with an Eid Echad? Zivus HaBeidina. What's Taisus Kasha? According to Rav Maisha, Taisus Kasha doesn't start. We only worried about Zivus HaBeidina in a case of Trey V'Trey. So Taisus is saying, if there's a call and you knock him down, Eid Echad comes, you don't knock him back up. What do you mean? I'm sure we should knock him back up. So Rav Maisha learns that that's Takap Shad in Taisus Second Teretz, in the Inami of Taisus. Taisus is Takap saying, at least in the Second Teretz, like Rav Maisha is saying, that Inami, Harada Gemura Kamar, Lecha Zilus de Beidina Elahecha de Ridu Ayide Eidus. Harada Ekalak is Lus. Now it's not Mukhach in Taisus, you can learn Taisus differently. Rav Maisha is learning in Taisus, the Taka, where you go down by two Eidim, and now you want to bring him up. Now if you go down with two Eidim, there's only one way you can bring him up. Two Eidim is stronger than every Raya in the book. So if you knock him down with two Eidim, the only way to bring him up is two other Eidim, which is the case of Trey V'Trey. So there, we're worried about Zivus HaBeidina and nowhere else. Right. So it seems to be a kasha on Taisus. According to Taisus' first Teretz, that by Kael we didn't knock him down. So Mele is no Zivus HaBeidina. What's Shana Taisus' first Teretz? Yemir was the Cheskes Kayim. A Kohen came. Eid Echad came. Two Eidim came, Eid Echad came. So Taisus is saying it can't be the Kohen knocked him down, because then how does the Eid Echad knock him up? Zivus HaBeidina. So Taisus says, okay, the Kohen, there was no Psak in death. How does that answer the next step? When Eid Echad came, we will machshir him. And now two Eidim come, and we pass on him, L'chayr, that's also a change. That should also be Zivus HaBeidina. So we're going to have to learn in Taisus. And Taisus means to answer that too. If the man was B'cheskes Kayim, there was a Kayim, as far as Bezdin was concerned, he stayed B'cheskes Kayim. Just, it was a Kayim, he was worried. And Eid Echad came, so it's not pshat, and Eid Echad came, and Bezdin paskin, he's a Kayim. Eid Echad came, and it alleviated what he was worried about. So he stayed B'cheskes Kayim. Not that there was a psak. And then two Eidim came, and now that was a psak that knocked him down. And now we'll worry about the rules of the Beit Din. So what Taisa says about Koyel, we have to carry into the next step of the Eid Echad as well. And then it wasn't a psak, just it alleviated his concern. Taisa says, Memele Yorad. And he himself, without a psak, was Yorad. Right. So I don't know if Rav Maisha is saying it's Pashup Shat, and you talk to any Rashid in the Sugi, I'll say if it's that way, or if it's a Chiddush. It just seems to be closer to Pashup Shat than to being a Chiddush, because it can't be that Zivus HaBeidina are always concerned. There's one more Nekuda here. At the end of the day, where if you Chashish Zivus HaBeidina, we're making him Ois Kayin. Now most people understand he's Ois Kayin, he's Ben Grusha Bechamutza, so that's That means we're being machmir. You should know it's not that way. Because being ois kayin is a kula also. Because now it'll be metamala mason. When you make him ois kayin, it's taka chumri, he can't take truma, and he can't get an aliyah for kayin, and whatever other mitzvahs he has. But it's also a kula, because now it'll be metamala mason. And now he's allowed to marry a ger. A kayin's not allowed to marry a geiris. Gagrusha is allowed to marry a geiris. The akulis also. And unless you're going to learn pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means, I think in the Birchas Avraham, he says, no, the Gemara means that l'chumra, we make him ben Gerusha ben Chalusa. But l'chumra, he's not being a Tamil Mason either. It's not pashat in the Gemara. Pashat in the Gemara is that we lose the Lusa de Bezina, that we leave him out to Ois Kayin. Comes out, there'll be kulis also. The reason is, like Ramosha says, that the psak in the first place is a trade betrayed the psak anyway. If you can make him also to be metabol amesim anyway, it's only misafik. So if it's lusa de beidina, so why leave it that way? Leave it this way. Still a tremendous chiddush that being metabol amesim is a shalva beraisim. Okay, so this is the last case of lusa de beidina, and the Gemara knocks off the raya maskafar of Ashi. Now the way the Rashbam explains the maskeflor of Ashi is going to say everyone's chayshish was the lusa de beidina, and that is the talya bashli ravavi, and that's the ashli ravavi of before that everyone holds we are chayshish was the lusa de beidina. Maskeflor of Ashi hachi mayu yachan, a full of betrayal. I mean, why are they talking about eid echad even two eidim? Alomar of Ashi the kuliyama loy chayshinam was the lusa de beidina. I'm sorry, I misspoke before. We say now everybody holds loy chashina. That was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "I'm not worried about zulus de beidin. Kuli yama loy chashina zulus de beidin." Bahacha, totally different machlokes. But tarif edus kamifugi. If they're arguing the tarif edus, it could have been. And one the next day. Could have been two, and then one, and then one. Achinami. It could have been. Because the Brisa didn't say, the Mishnah didn't say, beferish the case. Gemara says, sign the case to make it fit the machlokes. So it could be this way, it could be that way, it could be right, it could go either way. The Gemara doesn't have to change it because it's good that way. But it's good this way too. What's the machlokes in Tzirif Eidus? Okay, and before we get to that, see if we have time to talk about Tzirif Eidus. The Taisus here, Anamaskinan Lei, brings in a different sugya. It's a sugya in two places in Shas, where it's an Ikka sugya, Kedushin Dasam of Vav, and a Ksubis on Daf Yud Gimel. Before we get to Tzirif Eidus, Anamaskinan Lei, when you have trey v'trey, if a man's a kayin or not, when you have trey v'trey, if a man's a kayin, or he's not a kayin, you put him on his chazaka. What chazaka does he have? The Gemara said, on the third line, machzikina le'bavua dahai d'kayin. Gemara said that the father had a cheskes kayin. The son, we don't know. But the father's been living in town, the cheskes kayin, he's been getting the tzedek aliyah. So when you have trey v'trey, you put the son on the chazaka. Zaktaisus. We see from this Gemara, or Yisayid, that cheskas av helps for the son. The son doesn't have a chazaka of his own. They trey v'trey. The father's chazaka helps for the son. Taisus brings that that's a machlaikis Rashi and Taisus elsewhere. Subestaf Yigimel. Rashi Shita is they're talking about a mother. Cheskes ein loy mahani labas. Cheskes ein mahani labas. Rashi holds cheskes ein loy mahani labas. A person has to have his own chazaka. The chazaka of the mother. He holds loy mahani lahasher the son. Let's say the mother was a suffix shvuya, and it was trey v'trey if she's a shvuya. Shvui is also to her husband. So Trei V'Trei, we passed in that the mother is mutter to her husband, the Cheskes Kashrus. She's mutter to her husband. So now, if the child is kosher, since the mother we passed in is kosher, so Cheskes Ei Mahani Labas. Rashi Shita is that we do not say Cheskes Ei Mahani Labas. And Tosis is from Agamara. Agamara is a case where the father's chazaka makes the child a kain. If the father's a kain, the child's a kain. So Mamela, same thing there. If the mother is kasher, the child is kasher. So that's Tosis kasha on Rashi. Now, in Ksubis, the Achronim say, they really learn it into the Rush, that Rashi is Maida, that the chazaka of a parent helps with a child if the parent is in front of us and we're paskening for the parent. In other words, if the parent is here and we have a shayla, a woman comes into Bez, she says, am I allowed to get married? Two of them say, I was literally here, two say, I'm not. And Bez and paskens, the mother could stay with her first husband. So avada, the chazaka helps with a child. That nobody argues. If we're paskening for the parent, then we paskin for the child. Rashi Shita is where the parent is not lefaneinu, the parent isn't here, and there he says ein cheskes ein mahani for the child. But in a case where we're paskening on one, there Rashi will be meida that cheskes ein mahani labas. Now, does that answer the kasha from our Gemara? It's unclear. In our Gemara, it's not clear. The father's here, we're paskening for the father. Gemara doesn't say that. Could be the father's alive, could be the father's not alive. But at least there are cases where Rashi's Maida to this side of Cheskes Ei Mahani Labas. What? Why wouldn't the father? Because Rashi hold the Chazak. Why? Because the son had no Chazak. That could be, but the Gemara said the case is Gemara itself said that the chazaka is in the father. Why did the Gemara need it? Why did the Gemara need it? Well, Tosis will tell you that the Gemara wanted to tell us the chiddush. Agav, the Gemara is telling us the chazaka is out. Mahani lebeh. What? The father's a kain, the son's a kain. Right. Rabbi Chanan is this kasha. Rabbi Chanan, the Kavit Shurim, asks that this seems to be a mistake in this whole Tosis. This whole Tosis seems to be incorrect. By Cheskes Ei Mahani Labas, if the mother is a Shvuya, then the child is a apostle. If the mother is not a Shvuya, the child is not a apostle. There's a psak on the mother, a psak on the child. It's all one shayla. So the chazak of the mother passed in life that she's not. But in our Gemara, what Cheskes Av are we talking about? That the father was a Kayin, so the child's a Kayin. The Shkayach, we're not questioning that the father was a Kayin. The question is, did the father marry a Grusha, and then this boy is a Ben Grusha? So the Shaila isn't, is he Einikul of Aaron HaKayin? We all agree he's an Einikul of Aaron HaKayin. Now we all agree. Our Shaila is, did he become a Chalal? Is he a Ben Grusha? There's no Cheskes Av. You can't say the father wasn't a Ben Grusha, so we have a Chazak and the child's not a Ben Grusha. Doesn't make any sense. The Shaila Ben Grusha starts with this generation. One generation doesn't pass it on the next generation. So it's a double Pella, the whole dimion of Tosfos, the whole Raya from here, the Cheskes Av Mahani Laben, what Cheskes Av Mahani Laben? The Cheskes Av here is garnished. He says, maybe you're going to want to say the father has a chazaka and he's an Adam Kosher. He wouldn't marry a Grusha. That the father has a chazaka and he's an Adam Kosher. He says, That's no good, because that's a chazaka of svara. By trey v'trey, if you hold command yistu at least, we don't say chazaka from a svara that the father's a kasha, he wouldn't marry a grusha. By trey v'trey, okay, chazaka doesn't mean a chazaka of svara. It means a chazaka of status quo. That we leave it the way it is. So a chazaka of status quo that we don't have here, the father. Well, what are you getting by plugging into the mother instead of the father?
You can't say that as far as we always say just the same eye of us. We know for a fact that the mother is conscious and the child is conscious. Not that we say we need the.
I mean, the comparison to all. Yeah, it's true. The comparison to all over Shas, this is Emmanuel Bas, only makes sense where it's a chazaka of a status. So it's a very stark akasha. But Machanan says the Teretz, I should have brought the Lashon because maybe somebody will explain it to me. He says, Vaistais from here, that for a person to have a child that's the same status as him is such a chazaka. And most people have children the same as them. If they're a Kayin, the child's a Kayin. They're a Levi, child's a Levi. They're Yisrael, child's a Yisrael. They're a Mamzer, child's a Mamzer. That goes into Chazaka, and most, I don't know, you can't say most people, I don't mean Rav. We're talking about Chazaka. There's a Chazaka that people's children carry on what they have. Shevet Dan, the child's from Shevet Dan. Shevet Yehuda, the child's from Shevet Yehuda. That itself is a Chazaka, a status quo type of Chazaka, that the Ben is Dayim La'av. That's what he says. I don't understand exactly what does that mean. That's a doesn't sound like a chazaka. It sounds more like a right. Most people have children like that. Most people, if you're a kain, a child's a kain. The immediate people that marry grushas, the child's a ben grusha. So I don't clearly understand.
Somebody says the kain says beneath that this person is my son.
Yakir, right?
Yeah. So we believe that he's a son and we believe he's a kain. Don't ask him, is the son? We don't start questioning whether he's at home or not.
So, but here you have trey v'trey. It's not going to help the father's avis.
No, but it's chazaka.
Is that a chazaka or is it a yakir? Is the one?
Yeah, yakir is that we believe that he's a son. We don't start asking if it's a follow or not.
That's good. But how's that going to help here? When you once you have trey v'trey, to say is a chol, to say is not.
So then we have the chazaka.
Is that a chazaka? That's an emunah.
Is an emunah that is a child. The chazaka tells us that it's a child.
The chazaka tells us it's not a ben grusha. It's a chiddush. That's what Machanan is saying. The chazaka tells us it's not a ben grusha, but that's a chiddush because ben grusha starts at this generation. It's not a carryover. That's what Machanan says. All right, there's a lot of Torah on Cheskesei Mahani Labas, which we leave for Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel. There's just one piece of Cheskesei Mahani Labas that I can't resist sharing with you, and I don't want to get carried away, because it's one of my favorite pieces in the Shev Shmaitzah, the Shmaitzah Dalid. We have a piece that we discuss at least once every year, I think. The case of the behemoth in the Shechita house, in the butcher shop, where, you remember the case at least, the person shechted 7 behemoths, and they cleaned out the stomachs of all of them, like they always do in the Shechita house, and they started selling, and they sold, I remember how many, let's say 2.5 behemoths. The butcher is selling it as it goes, cuts off a piece of meat and sells it. So they shechted 7 behemoths, they sold 2.5. And now they discover trephis in one of the stomachs of one of the animals. Somebody looked at the stomach and saw trephis, and you can't tell which animal was the trephis. So what should the din be? So pashat the din should be, the what? They're called the parish meruba parish. Any meat that was sold came from rive. Meaning, the 2.5 behemoths that were sold, aksherim, we assume that they are the animals that don't have a hole in the stomach. And the 4.5 behemoths that stayed in the butcher store, There we say kol kavua kemechta mechzadami. We don't say rive if it's in the place where the suffix was created. Kol kavua kemechta mechzadami. And in the butcher shop, the 4.5 animals are all treif. They're all considered to be treif. You throw away the 4.5, and you amasha the 2.5. So the Shmaitzer brings that there was a whole tumult among the Gedolei HaYir. It can't be that the half of the animal that was sold didn't have a hole in the stomach, and the other half of the animal, which is still in the store, did have a hole in the stomach. It's the same animal. It's one animal. How could you say on the half that was sold, that half of the animal, though that meat, we have a right to paskin that that animal did not have a hole in the stomach, and it's kosher. And the half that's in the butcher store, we're going to say that half did have a hole in the stomach. But it all had one stomach. You know what? It's the same thing as Shnei Shvilim. That each one comes, you tell him you're kosher misafik. You tell the other one you're tara misafik. Here, no, but there we have a lachem mishum Sinai of safik tuma vishus rab mistar. So we tell each one you're a safik and you're a safik. Over here, I'm going to say a similar thing. Okay, one second. What he brings is that there was a machlokes in the city. He calls it Chuvas ha-go'aynim, but he doesn't mean go'aynim pre-rishaynim. It's go'aynim in the Sefer Beis Hillel, in the Achrayim, the early Achrayim. They had an argument. Some people in the city said the half of the animal that's kosher, paskin zayis, and the other half that it's also kosher. And others said, no, the half of the animal that's treif, paskin zayis, and the other half that half is treif. This was the dispute. The Pri Chodesh brings it, and the Pri Chodesh said a lashon, a very stark lashon. He said that the half which is outside is kosher, the half which is inside is treif. That's not a stira, and his lashon was that anybody who doesn't understand that it's not a stira is eino yedeya ben yamina l'smaylai b'sedina yisadahat. That's what he's talking about. Why is it a problem? The half that's outside is kosher. If that inside is treif, either have the same stomach. We're not saying a nevua that this stomach had no hole and this stomach had a hole. It's not a nevua. We don't know what the truth was. Just the halach is that what's outside, you're allowed to go basarai. You're allowed to be toila and assume it had no hole. And if that's inside, you're not allowed to be toila. It's a din. It's not a metzias. We're not saying the metzias this way. We're saying the din. So the prichadash. You know, like you come to a prichadish with two shittas, so instead of choosing, he takes a third shita. He says they're both wrong. The ones who said that everything is kosher is wrong. The ones that everything is treif is wrong. It's in halacha. It works that way. You can pass him this way on this one and this way and that. So the Shmaitzer in Shmaitzer Dalit, Herik Dalit, defends everybody else from the prichadish. The prichadish is right. So he says that we find such a din that cheskes ein mahani labas. We say that when there's a chazaka on one, we extend it to the other one. Cheskes ein mahani labas. So what does that mean? Why don't we say the same thing in lamdis? The mother had a chazaka, and so we make her a shvuya. The daughter is a new baby. We don't know. I have a stira. If the mother wasn't a shvuya, the baby's kosher. Why don't we say the same thing? The mother had a chazak, the child didn't have a chazak. We say, no, but the mitzias isn't that way. The mitzias, if the mother was kosher, the child is kosher. So we do say cheskes ein mahani labas. So zok to Shmaitzer, the same thing, on the two halves of the animal. It's taka emes, what the Pichadish says, and in halacha, sometimes it works out that way. But we have here a makar to say that no, cheskes ein mahani labas, you don't split mitzias. It's the same thing from this half of the animal. We don't split the mitzias to the other half of the animal. And it's only a shaila is which way do we go? Do we say that Roy Paskin's on the other half? Or do we say Kavua Paskin's on the other half? seems most hold that Rav paskins, Kavua is Kemet Dal Metzer, doesn't paskin. Rav paskins. So the Rav, that the half that's outside is kosher, paskins on the half that's inside, that's also kosher. So the Shmaitzer says that what the Pichadish says, you don't know between your right hand and your left hand, the Chayr is Mufruch, from the din of Cheskasei Mahan and Mabas, that when it's one Metzias, the Psak carries over from one to the other. So that's one Nakuda here in Cheskasei Mahan and Mabas. The Gemara at the end brings yet another Sugya of Ksubis, the Plukta Dahani Tanoi, the Tanya, Loilam Ein Eidos Mitzarefes, Achiru Shneim Keachad, Shoben Kachaymer Philip Bezachazah. These are two different machlaiksim. If you read the price of fast, you don't realize. There are two machlaiksim. Each one, there are two mandiyam. First machlaikis is if they didn't have to see it together. Shubha Karcha says you don't have to see it together. Machlaikis number two. Ein edusim iskayam is bebezn achi idu shneim keachar. You have to say it together. Rav Nosson Omer, shayim edvar shalzeh hayayim, shayim edchaveh alamach, shayim edvar. Rav Nosson says, no, you're allowed to hear them in two different days. Does haste that they don't have to say the Eidus b'basachas, they could say it separately. The Gemara in Ksubis says b'maitvun k'niflegi, if I say a svari, if I say a kra, either they argue in a pasuk or a svara. The svara is Tanakama says if they come separately, then the one who came didn't come to be mechayev mamon, he came to be mechayev shvua. So how can you now turn him into an eid mamon because somebody else came a day later? And Rav Nosson says, what do you mean? Anytime an Eid Echad says he's only Mechayev Shvuah. But it's always Mechayev Shvuah with a potential to be Mechayev Mama with another Eid. So Rav Nosson says that you can hear them separately. And it's interesting, in both these Machlaiksim, we do not paskin like the Stam Tana, we paskin like the Yachid, that they could say Eidus B'Zeh HaZeh, and they could see Eidus B'Zeh HaZeh, it doesn't matter. That's the machlokes here. Again, this is a totally outside sugya, and we're not going to be ma'arach in it, but let me mention this one nakuda, the sadistic nakuda that comes from this Gemara. There's a Nadab Yehuda who asked Akasha here on the Gemara, now the Yehuda is Chelak Aleph, Eben Ezra Simon Ayin Beis. He asks Akasha on Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says, an eighth could come Sunday, let's say Reuven or Shimon money, and go home. As far as he knows, there are no more Eidim. And the eighth could come Monday and say Reuven or Shimon money, and now will be Mitzarefa. So now the Yehuda asks, that lechayra, this is eidah she'i ata yochala hazima. You can't be mazim the first eid. Why? Let's say eidim come, and they say imanu ha'yisem b'mokim flayim. They say you with us somewhere else. We'll be mazim him. If we're mazim the eid who came Sunday, is he going to have to pay money? He's not going to have to pay because he could say lechay v'shua basi. I didn't come to be Mechayev Mama. I came to be Mechayev Shvua. So you can't be Mechayev me to pay, because I came for Shvua. I didn't know Monday, second day came, and now you're Mechayev Mama. The halacha is by Edom Zaynanin, that the Edom could say, we came for something else, and then you don't make them Zaynanin. So Frechten may be Yehuda, I mean, he may not be better off that way. But Lamaisa, you can't be Mechayev Mama, because if the Itaka didn't come for Mama. So fract the night of Yehuda, it's Eidah Shiat Yochal Azima. How can it be Mitzarif one eighth from yesterday and one eighth from the next day? The Mitzarif then the first day is Eidah Shiat Yochal Azima. He didn't come from Amen. Lamaisi Taka didn't come. And Eidah Shiat Yochal Azima means, even if you mazim them, if you can't give them Kasha Zomem, it's Eidah Shiat Yochal Azima. So based on this, the night of Yehuda has a Chiddush. That Dine Mominis do not need Eidah Shati Yochal Azim. This is not his only Raya, but this is a Chiddush of the Night of Yehuda. It's arguing with the Shach and Shulchan Aruch. The Yehuda is Mechadish, that whenever we have in Shas that you need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima, it's always by Isser or by Nefashis or by Malkus or even by Knas Mamin also. But by Mamin, by straight Mamin, you don't need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. It can be Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. V'haraya, a person is Chayiv Al Pi Atzmai Mamin. Person comes into Bez and says, I owe someone money, so Hadoras Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. A person is Chayiv Al Pi Atzmai. So we see you don't need a Din Eidus. The person says about himself, he can't be Mazin him about himself either. Right? So it's Eidus. It's for Mamin. Doesn't need a Din Eidus. It just needs to prove things through Eidus. So Zatid Abihuda, you don't need Eidus Yeshati Yachal Azima. And his Raya is from Rav Nosson, who says that Bezeh Chazeh, it's good, even though it's Sar Eidus Yachal Azima, Bezeh Chazeh is still good. Mechaira, there's a problem with the Night of Yehuda. When you learn Subis, it's good, but over here, the Gemara is saying that Rav Nosson is the same as the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Gamliel. They were talking about Mamin. They weren't talking about Mamin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says Rav Nosson's Shita is only by Mamin because you don't need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. The Chayra, it's shver from this Gemara. Because in this Gemara, we're comparing Rav Nosson's Machlokes by Mamin to Rabbi Elazar's Machlokes by Ben Grusha Bet Chalutza. Now, by Ben Grusha Bechalutza, we know you need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. The first Mishnah of Eidim Zayman talks about Ben Grusha Bechalutza. So, what's the Gemara's comparison according to Noi Behuda? Rav Nosson's din is Dafka by Mamin that doesn't need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. By Ben Grusha Bechalutza, you do need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. How can you compare it? You can't shlug up a Noi Behuda from the Gemara. Because Nabi Yehuda knew all the Gemaras. But it seems that the Nabi Yehuda is shver from this piece of the Gemara here, where the Gemara is comparing it. So I'm not sure how to answer it. But Akapanim, it seems to be shver. Okay, I wanted to finish because I would like, we're going to do a Chazara of the two blat that we learned. As always, just to help you with your Chazara, be ready to take a test after the Chazara. Well, you have a test, you don't have a test. I have to give it once in a while just to keep everyone honest. But I'm going to give out Chazara sheets in Yitz Hashem tomorrow morning just to help with the Chazara. But I do a Chazara in the Tublat, and Yitz Hashem Sunday will start again. So you have tomorrow, Thursday, and so, I don't know if all of you finished yet, but finish up the Taisasin, and we'll do Chazara before we go back.